Can you be provoked to violence? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your duties, responsibilities, obligations, please laugh a lot today. Make someone laugh or have somebody make you laugh. Laughter is so important. We live in such a sad world. Constant bad news in the media. You have to laugh. You don't stop laughing. You don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. You don't laugh because you necessarily feel good. You feel good because you laugh. Laughter is so important. It's the music of the heart. When I was growing up, I didn't see many pictures of Jesus laughing. Now there are pictures of Jesus laughing. Thank goodness we can see, because Jesus had a laugh. Psalm 2 says, God sits upon His throne and laughs at His enemies. If we're made in the image and likeness of God, then God certainly laughs. Today's scripture passage is from John's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 10 and 11. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Now, at the beginning of the program, I asked a very important question, perhaps a very personal question, but nonetheless, I needed to voice this question to you for your ongoing growth in holiness. And the question was, can you be provoked to violence? Physical, emotional, verbal violence? You know, there is so much anger in our world right now, and the media feeds it. Whether it's talk shows where people are screaming at each other, these sitcoms, these movies where so many people were blowing up people and they're terrorists, and this violence, and it has an effect on us because we live in this world. I, as a priest for many, many years, noticed over the years how people have become more and more verbally violent. Where they scream and shout. The way parents talk to their kids, the way kids talk to their brothers and sisters, or sometimes the way they talk back to their parents. In the world in which we live, it seems to me it's very hard not to be provoked to violence. It takes great discipline. Remember, discipline comes from the word disciple. It takes great calm. Getting in touch with that peace Jesus said the world cannot give, and a joy that no one can take away. What can just set you off, either verbally? Most of the time it's more verbal and physical. At least I would think that's true of the people who listen to my radio program. What sets you off verbally? Somebody offended you? An act of injustice against you? Somebody talked about you? Somebody ignored you? Somebody took you for granted? And you know where that anger can really be sparked quickly? In our family relationships. A man once said, "I never knew I could get so angry until I got married." And anybody listening to the program today is married. You know what I'm talking about. You're so vulnerable to your spouse. And your spouse can hurt you in ways that other people cannot hurt you. Because the two have become one. So vulnerable. That kind of intimacy. But it's risky, isn't it? Sometimes children can provoke parents. The old Irish saying, when your kids are young, they walk on your feet. When your kids are older, they walk on your heart. We all have to be very, very much in touch with what pushes our buttons that gets us angry. that could provoke a violent response, either verbally or physically, from us. And please don't say to me that you're above all that. If you are, you're very close to sanctity. If you never get tempted to say a harsh word, an angry word, a destructive word, you're in a minority. And then there's all the physical slapping or pushing. We need to claim the power of Jesus Christ here. Listen again to what Jesus says in today's scripture passage. Put your sword away. We all need to disarm ourselves, our hostile looks, our biting words, the silent treatment, the physical, painful, hurting that goes on in far too many places in our world, and often in our very home. You know, the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, our choices are no longer between violence and nonviolence. Our choices are between nonviolence and non-existence. Because we got the weapons. And we all got the weapons. Oh, we might not have a nuclear bomb, a nuclear weapon, physically, but we can have our own nuclear weapons. Just look at the way people can give a dirty look. We even call it a dirty look. They mount you with the look. That's a weapon. Some biting tongues. Those are weapons. Now, you got to control your thinking. You can't have an emotion without having a thought. I talk about that on a regular basis. You can't have an angry emotion without first an angry thought. You have to know how to replace angry thoughts with happy, peaceful thoughts. The old saying is true. You are what you think about all day long. And if you're thinking angry thoughts, if you're thinking thoughts of revenge, if you're already planning how to get somebody, you're destroying yourself. You're not allowing the peace of Christ to dwell in you. Jesus promised us a deep peace, a peace the world cannot give. This vicious cycle of violence that's been occurring century after century after century needs to be stopped. It has to be done by good example. Peacemakers who practice what they preach. It has to start in the home. The way husbands and wives talk to each other. The way brothers and sisters talk to each other. Every family needs non-negotiables. Those are the things that you will not permit to be said or done in your home. And parents have to take the lead on this. They have to groom their children. Their children was affected by original sin. We see what the terrible twos are like. Parents have to really say to their children, here's our ground rules. Here's our mission statement. Here's the principles on which we live family life. No physical verbal violence. I'll repeat that. Non-negotiable. In this family, we do not have physical or verbal abuse. And then parents have to be on the alert. And spouses have to be careful that their own relationship does not express anti-Christian values like violence. Put away your sword. Put away those painful words, those ugly thoughts. St. Paul would say, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't live anymore. Christ Jesus lives in me, St. Paul says. So we all need to really become peacemakers. And remember the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me? It always has to begin with us. We have to start ripples. Little ripples. You've seen, you throw a stone into the pond and it makes ripples. And the ripples get larger and larger and larger and larger. So that's the case by our ability to love, our ability to forgive, our ability to not seek revenge. to be people of peace. And if you do that, then in your little part of the world, improvement occurs. In your little part of the world, community can be formed. In your little part of the world, God looks at you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." So we need to really be careful that we do not permit anybody, to provoke us to violence. Today's prayer partner, people with fibromyalgia. It's a form of arthritis. It doesn't show up in the joints. It shows up in the soft tissues. I know lots of people who struggle with fibromyalgia because some of the other problems that go along with fibromyalgia are irritable bowel syndrome and also a lot of fatigue. Would you whisper a prayer for people who have fibromyalgia? Today's quote: saints look at everything with God's eyes. They measure their existence in God's light. They do not give in to confusion because they live in reality and truth. You know, sometimes saints are accused of being unreal. They're the most real people on the face of the earth because they know that the only way our world can improve, one by one by one person, is to hand their life over to God. We hand our life over to God. We want to do that right now, so that we will not be people of violence, but people of peace. Small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A true story, submitted by a man named John Scheinelbauer. He says, heading down the interstate, our car passed through a huge swarm of gnats, so dense that their bodies made popping noises as they hit the windshield. "I can't get over how loud they are," my wife said. "Well, we are hitting them at 65 miles an hour," I pointed out. Her reply left me speechless. Ready for this? "I didn't know bugs could fly that fast." You gotta laugh, folks. You gotta laugh. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. It's a great shot in the arm here from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. Tells you where I'm preaching. A lot of good humor and inspiration in it. Talks about my hospital for the very poor and sick down in Oaxaca, Mexico. If you'd like to send me a financial gift to keep the hospital open, which will be greatly appreciated, you can make the check out to Tash, T-A-S-H, and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I always encourage you to visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.